Okay, I don't know where this should go. Maybe TH, maybe even Cosmos. But it has to do with the meaning and the really deep down the purpose of existence and our lives and everything. Materialists say there is no purpose really, ultimately. It's all empty. We will all disappear and there will just be emptiness again. And and then you've got the other side there. That the whole existence is really an increasing happy, ever-increasing happiness and love. And creativity and adventure and so which one do you believe in? It is someone could say just a matter of belief ultimately. But if you think a little deeper about it and look around and look inside and look at each other, what's there, the most central to our being, what we long for the most? What we want the most. We want happiness, we want love, we want adventure, we want all that. It's so intertwined with our very being that we can't separate the fact that we exist. From that desire to feel, find that happiness and bliss and love and so on. And that's what we do all the time, isn't it? From doing our daily work to trying to progress as a species. And that has gone on as long as we know humans have existed, and we can even see it in the animal species. And humans are finally starting to wake up to the fact that animals, those we call animals, can also be happy and sad, enjoy and suffer, just like us. And that maybe we should include them in our idea about compassion and so on, moral reality. Anyway, next, we should broad-mindedly ask ourselves the question that, is it possible or even likely that some people, after so many thousands of years, have actually found the secret, how to be happy, how to find love, how to find the fulfillment in life. That this actually exists as a permanent part of our nature and the nature of existence, the cosmos even. Well, if we get that far, and even if you're one of those who call yourself skeptics with a certain tinge of pride, if you can get that far, then it might we should seem less improbable or even more probable that indeed this existence is ultimately and probably in its natural state a happy one. And that God is not selfish, vengeful, anthropomorphic being. But the happiest, most loving, and that the cosmos, the existence, is not about things and objects, but it's about us and our relationships to each other and to God. That's what the cosmos is, and if you look at ancient original cosmologies on this planet in that way, you find that they start to make sense. For instance, the Australian indigenous people when they describe their cosmology, They mainly describe relationships. Between people. People who made and make their environment and their environment, or their environment from their environment. And that cosmology, their cosmology, it's not about counting and measuring objects out there in space. But to care for our relationships to each other and nature. And to establish our lives strongly and safely in our common inner ancestral roots. Of those souls who we belong together with, and God.